the Puritans, mighty in the Scriptures. At different periods, the true servants of God have had to face widely different situations and meet errors of varied character. This has called for a campaign of offense and defense adapted to the exigencies of many situations. The weapons suited to one conflict were quite useless for another, fresh ones needing to be constantly drawn from the armory of Scripture. At the close of that lengthy period known as the Dark Ages, when the Lord caused a flood of light to break forth upon Christendom, the Reformers were faced by the hoary errors of Romanism, among which was Rome's insistence that none could be positively assured of his salvation till the hour of death was reached. This caused Luther and his contemporaries to deliver a positive message, seeking to stimulate confidence towards God and the laying hold of his sure promises. Yet it has to be acknowledged that there were times when their zeal carried them too far, leading to a position which could not be successfully defended from the Scriptures. Many of the Reformers insisted that assurance was an essential element in saving faith itself, and that unless a person knew he was accepted in the Beloved, he was yet in his sins. Thus, in the revolt from Romanism, the Protestant pendulum swung too far to the opposite side. In the great mercy of God, the balance of truth was restored in the days of the Puritans. The principal doctrine which Luther and his fellows had emphasized so forcibly was justification by faith alone. But at the close of the 16th century and in the early part of the 17th, such men as Perkins, Gatacre, Rollock, etc., made prominent the collateral doctrine of sanctification by the Spirit. For the next 50 years, the church on earth was blessed with many men mighty in the Scriptures, deeply taught of God, enabled by Him to maintain a well-rounded ministry. Such men as Goodwin, Owen, Charnock, Flavel, Sides, etc. Though living in troublous times and suffering fierce persecution, taught the word more helpfully in our judgment, and were more used of God than any since the days of the apostles to the present hour. The ministry of the Puritans was an exceedingly searching one. While magnifying the free grace of God in no uncertain terms, while teaching plainly that the satisfaction of Christ alone gave title to heaven, while emphatically repudiating all creature merits, they nevertheless insisted that a supernatural and transforming work of the Spirit in the heart and life of the believer was indispensable to fit him for heaven. Professors were rigidly tested, and the results and fruits of faith were demanded before its presence was admitted. Self-examination was frequently insisted upon, and full details given as to how one might ascertain that he was a new creature in Christ Jesus. Christians were constantly urged to make their calling and election sure by ascertaining that they had clear evidence of the same. While conditions were far from being perfect, yet there is good reason to conclude that more deluded souls were undeceived and more hypocrites exposed than at any other period since the first century A.D., August 1932.